am speaking today with Dr. Howard Brown, who is manager of agronomy services for Growmark Incorporated. And we are looking at a harvest season that is just coming to an end, which means it's time to basically get the fields ready for next year. And part of that is nitrogen management in the fall. So, Howard, why don't you talk to us a little bit about, I know that you look at nitrogen management not just as an application, not just as a single thing, but as a system, as a whole. So tell me a little bit about your philosophy there and what you would recommend to growers this year.
I think it's very important because historically we've been looking at nitrogen as a practice or something we go out and put the nitrogen on, and then we move on to the next phase and the next step in our production practices. And we've learned historically over the past few years, especially, and really even before that slightly, is that if we look at how the crop grows, we have to keep in mind nutrition. And so putting all the nitrogen on at one particular time, especially in the fall of the year, may not be the right way to go.
You have an acronym when you're talking about nitrogen management, and that's MOM. Explain that.
Well, it's always about MOM, Cindy. I mean, whether we're in farming or wherever, the MOM is always there. Now, with the nitrogen and the ag systems, MOM stands for maximizing yield, optimizing nutrient utilization, and minimizing environmental impact. And when we look at agriculture from that point of view, we bring in all the groups that have a vested interest in agriculture. We bring in the groups that are concerned about hypoxia in the Gulf. We bring in the people that are concerned about their drinking water. We bring in the people that are worried about global warming, minimizing environmental impact. But at the same time, we also look from a farmer's perspective, and they are no less concerned on those topics than anyone else, but they're in a business. They're in a business to make profit and a sustainable profit. So the best thing we can do is utilize those inputs we use better. In other words, reduce our costs, and that's where the O comes in, by optimizing utilization. And then finally, it's about profitability. So what better time in agriculture to rely on MOM, maximize yield, optimize nutrient utilization while minimizing environmental impact. Wonderful opportunity.
And basically, you say that, as you stated before, you said it depends really on the season as to what you're going to do in the fall. It changes from year to year, so maybe this year it's going to be different than it was last year.
Well, you bet. It's about understanding the nitrogen cycle and what happens to nitrogen when we put it on a field. And I always go back and relate that if we knew when to put nitrogen on, we could put it on at one time. But it's very much like a farmer selling grain. And we all know that all farmers sell grain at the highest price. But there are a few of them out there that have to price it differently. And they sell grain incrementally, thinking each time there's a high price. So over a period of time, they may sell grain at four or five different times they thought it was the highest price. Therefore, over time, they have a great price. Well, with nitrogen, it's the same way. If we knew when it was going to rain, we could put it all on at one time. But since we don't, let's put incrementally some nitrogen on here, some nitrogen on there, and some nitrogen on later. And then what we have is a spreading out of our nutrition, so the plant has more or better utilization, and we optimize yield.
Well, let's talk about NSERV and its usage in stabilizing the nitrogen.
Well, sure. And when we look at the nitrogen we apply, it's really good to understand the nitrogen cycle. But once we put nitrogen on in a warm, moist soil, generally it takes 2 to 3 weeks for anhydrous ammonia to convert to a form that's more readily moved with water. And the value of a stabilizer or nitrification inhibitor, such as NSERV, allows us to keep that anhydrous ammonia from converting to the form that moves more readily with water for an extended period of time. And putting the stabilizer on in the fall of the year doesn't mean farmers can go out earlier. Farmers need to wait as late as possible. That soil temperature needs to be 50 degrees at the 4-inch level before we go to the field. But what that stabilizer does, it allows that in the spring, when that soil starts to warm up, then that nitrogen is retained in the form that isn't going to move very readily during that period when the ground's kind of saturated, so we don't lose the nitrogen in the spring of the year.
Well, all of this fits into the whole 4R approach of nitrogen management, right?
You bet. When we talk about the 4Rs, the right source, the right rate, the right time of application, and the right placement, all of those come into play. So when we talk about a nitrogen management system, it includes all those tools and avenues by which we can manage nitrogen. So we don't put it all on in the fall. If a farmer wants to put nitrogen on in the fall of the year, he needs to look at how he can incrementally cut back that application, use enhancements to make sure we protect the integrity of that nitrogen so it's there when the plant needs it, and then put the other nitrogen that we have at different times in different places, and we'll be utilizing different sources. So it's all about the 4R.
Well, I know that there's ways that growers can help determine what are the best rates for them in their particular situation. What are some of the ways that they can do that, some of the technologies that are available to growers now?
Well, it's not as much about technologies, and I think it depends on who you want to talk to, Cindy, about this topic. There'll probably be different answers, but I'm going to tell you from my perspective. And to me, making a nitrogen recommendation tends to be more of an art than a science, because it depends upon the field, the farming practices, the environment. There's so many factors that come into play. It's very tough to really isolate that one exact rate. So what we need to do is utilize the best tools available, and I want to thank the land-grant universities in the Midwest for coming up with the maximum return to nitrogen. We call that the MRTN. If you want to know what that is, simply go to your Google's web search, type in Google NRATE, N-R-A-T-E. The first hit is the calculator, and you can determine a nitrogen recommendation based on what the land-grant state universities have come up with. In a fairly short order, and it includes not only the optimum nitrogen rate, but it takes in consideration the economics. What's the price of the corn, and what's the price per pound of nitrogen, which we all need to consider economics when we're making these input expense costs.
Right, and that was my next question. Are you seeing that farmers are really taking nitrogen management a lot more seriously these days?
Cindy, if they're not, they better wake up and look at it seriously in 2012, because the last 3 years have been exciting. And when I say they're exciting, farmers looking at it from the approach of not making an application, not putting it all on in the fall of the year, not putting it all on in the spring of the year, but taking the same amount of nitrogen. Now, not putting on more, taking the same they normally put on, only breaking it up into incremental applications. The farmer that's putting on, historically has put on one application, has moved to two. The farmer that has been using two applications may have moved to three. And the most historic beneficial application that has occurred over the past 3 years is that post-applied nitrogen. And right now, I guess I'll step out of the box and say we're bringing in, on the average, 15 to 25 bushels per acre from that final supplemental application put on when the plant actually needs it the most.
Well, how is the GrowMark system through FS Green Plan Solutions helping farmers to understand the importance of nitrogen management and implementing that on their operations?
The Green Plan Solutions approach, and it's the philosophy as a system we've adopted. It's marketing solutions, not just products. It's trying to help a farmer in his farming enterprise to improve his profitability, because when I wake up in the morning, the mission statement I can wake up to is to improve the long-term profitability of our member owners. And that's really refreshing to do that. And how can we do that? It's by helping farmers address their questions. And Green Plan Solutions is all about a group of professional people that's well-trained, that is focused on the farming economics, focused on making the farmer a profitable, sustainable, keyword there, sustainable enterprise, utilizing data that they generate on their farms with their technologies, providing a local database. And It's breaking an old paradigm, so it's a kind of a tough approach, but we have crop specialists out there that have experienced this yield advantage to those growers that have adopted a nitrogen management system, and it's much easier to present a change in a philosophy, a change in a practice, when you can show an outcome. And so although it is breaking an old paradigm, breaking that old pattern, it's become much easier as a result of the yield data that's coming in that's showing the benefits of putting that nitrogen on more incrementally closer to the time the plant needs it for utilization. And that, again, I'm not professing we do away with fall applications. Like I've mentioned before, in 1988, the best time to have applied nitrogen in central Illinois was the fall of 1987 because it didn't rain after March 1st. So if we can't determine the weather, we can't tell somebody when to put or when they can't put their nitrogen on. But what we can do is use common sense, use these enhancement tools available, and incrementally put our nitrogen on to best utilize that input cost.
Well, Howard, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just keep your eye on what's going to happen in 2012 with nitrogen management, because in my mind, it will be revolutionary for a lot of farmers.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and you have a great day.